This recording, Wisconsin 8, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah was a nurse who had been working in the newest area of the territory. She was very happy to start another new job, this time in North Square near Duke Street Tower. On her first morning, she washed her face, put on a plain white dress and fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah a letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the bird. The goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it took some force to trap her, but Sarah managed by gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm and singing to her. Her efforts were not futile. Very soon, Comma began to tire, and Sarah gave her a relaxing bath, washed her, and laid her on a cloth for diagnosis. Almost immediately, Sarah remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. The treatment was very expensive, but Mrs. Harrison, millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Deer hunting takes place in Wisconsin in the late fall, early winter, right around Thanksgiving. Typically, many hunters like if there is some snow on the ground by the opening of, for gun season actually. Bow season starts weeks earlier than gun. Opening day, I hunted all day and saw several does, but I was waiting for a buck. And then on the second day, saw three or four does, and one came walking in right, actually a pair, right up and under my stand. So it was very, so I was up in a tree in a stand sitting for hours. Actually, I was only there for about an hour and a half. I was waiting for a buck. I don't know why, but it's just a more exciting thing to shoot a big buck. But anyway, I get, yeah, it's, I think it's just a, I think it's a man thing that just kind of spills over. You know, it's the to brag about having a 10 or 12 point buck. And I just got to thinking, I just need it for the meat. So, you know, instead of sitting out here and freezing for another 10 hours, we'll see what comes by. And two does came, and I took the larger of the two. She went right down a ravine and fell and laid there. So it was very simple shoot.